All right, Batman, where are we going with this segment here?
Since it's New Year's Day, I wanted to talk about New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions. I'll let Giddens go first.
My New Year's resolution is for your computer to work.
That would be a lovely thing to come true in 2026. But seeing how it started 2022, I don't think it's going to happen.
New decade resolution, maybe?
Yeah. All right, what do you got, Giddens?
All right, so I'm just going to read you my my New Year's slogans. Here's my New Year's resolutions right here. It's finger licking good.
KFC.
I'm loving it.
What is that?
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Eat fresh.
Subway.
Subway.
You know when it's real.
Know when it's real. Wendy's.
We have the meats.
McCurley's.
No.
Arby's.
Have it your way.
That's Burger King.
Live Moss.
Taco Bell.
Lenny's favorite place.
Yeah.
Eat more chicken.
That's
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's.
And bet you can't eat just one.
That's Lay's potato chips.
That's my New Year's resolutions.
That I'm telling you, man. That's
so eat more is what your New Year's resolution is?
Why man, not?
Live better.
I didn't know you could possibly eat more.
You know, his slogan should be live less, eat more.
No, that's how you know you're living. You're living.
That's what's going to happen. You're going to live less because you're eating more.
You're living good.
You eat more than me and Bauman combined.
That'd be his slogan when he walks out to a wrestling match.
You know, the other day, Bauman and I went to Subway and got us a foot long. Have you ever heard of a football field long? That's what he would eat.
Oh, where can I get that?
Wherever you
want. That should be a bowl. The football field long sandwich bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably eat it all.
Mm-hmm. All right. My New Year's resolutions. Wow. I hadn't really thought about it much. Tells you where I'm at. I'm going to say my first New Year's resolution is to get healthier, and not that I'm, you know, I do things unhealthy. I don't smoke and really don't drink and eat fairly healthy at times. But when I say that, I'm talking about just, you know, the way I walk, and I'd love to be able to swing a golf club again. Quit doing drugs.
What drugs are you doing?
One's a doctor.
Diet Dr. Pepper?
In the doc. Well, you know, I have given that up for a while, believe it or not.
My real philosophy on New Year's resolutions is, why can't you just start something whenever versus why do you have to wait till the new year?
You know, that is kind of a...
If you put your mind to it, you can do it
absolutely
whenever you want, and you're probably more likely to stick with it just going ahead and doing it versus waiting to start it for the new year. Then you'll start coming up with excuses for why you can just quit it and then start it again some other time.
Well, I think a lot of people is they start thinking about it towards the end of the new year, and they're like, why am I going to start doing this when I'm about to go spend all this money on Christmas or go eat all this food?
All right, Sabama, what's your New Year's resolutions?
Get back to the gym.
Shooting basketball?
No.
Oh,
working out.
I didn't know you worked out.
I used to.
You used to?
Yeah.
How long has it been?
About a year.
Why don't you start going with him?
He's too intense. He goes out every day. I'm thinking starting at 3 days.
Maybe you can start going on fast.
If I go on a fast, I'd be dead.
All right, hold on. Now, see, that's where you're contradicting yourself right there.
Why?
Look at my size versus his size. Okay. You told me when you started these things that it wasn't to lose weight.
It is to lose weight.
Hold on. No, you told me that it was to get in better shape and to rid your body of all those toxins.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's yet.
Why is it that you go on a fast and then you put three times as many toxins in your body in the next 24 hours? And if it ain't about losing weight, he's small. But he could fast if he wants to get rid of toxins.
He really wants to fast. He can. But
you told me your number one reason of fasting was to get in shape.
Lose weight.
No, you said get
in
shape.
That's what that means.
No, you said get in shape. It's what you said. To rid your body of all the toxins. That's why you're fasting. Because you told me you were happy with your weight where you were because you work out and you know, you're at that good weight.
No, I'm not at a good weight right now.
So what is a good weight for you, kids?
Well, according to, I guess, medical professionals, they would say at my height, I should be somewhere around 215 pounds.
They say I should be around 180. I weigh 168. Okay. Of course, I don't think I'm as tall as you are. So how much do you have to go to get to that 215? I'm asking a little personal stuff.
I'm trying to think about it. So I'd probably need to drop 45.
It's not bad. Currently. But you're saying that working out helps you do that.
Working out definitely helps you lose weight.
Not if you eat six times as much as you should. I'm sorry.
Well, then I'm trying to gain muscle.
Yeah, he's bulking.
Now I have no problem.
I've been in a bulk phase for now, about 4 years now.
Now let's talk on the working outside to Bauman. How is Bauman going to lose any more weight? He looks like a broomstick with teeth now. I mean, really.
That's what I'm saying.
He's got to eat more.
Fasting for him would be purely
to get rid of toxins.
Yeah, he's not going to be gaining any benefit to lose more weight.
No, like I said, I mean, he looks like a mop handle.
So he should, in fact, probably be taking an excess amount of calories when he works out.
I've unintentionally fasted before.
Listen.
24-hour fast.
Bauman could probably take a shower in a shotgun barrel. You could probably take a shower in a jacuzzi.
In a cannonball.
Well, no, that's too little. Jacuzzi would probably be big enough.
I like jacuzzis.
Okay. All right. So other than working out, Bauman, what's your other New Year's resolution? Stop smoking? I'm talking about on
Stop
the basketball.
Stop sniffing glue.
I'm talking about on the basketball court. You going to start shooting hoops again?
No, probably not. I'm washed.
Are you washed?
Yeah.
Man, I never was washed from hoops until I was 40. And Giddens still ain't never made it there. He's still trying to figure out whether or not he could get squatted by Angel Reese.
Oh, I'm not washed.
Trust me.
I just need to knock off the rust.
Giddens, there's more rust there than you can knock off.
You're like the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz.
Just give me some WD-40 and we're good. I'm telling
you can fill up the Grand Canyon with the rust that you got.
Got the oil can that the Tin Man uses?
Yeah, just you know.
Hey, speaking of that, I saw that movie here about 3 weeks ago for Christmas.
He's seen three movies now instead of two.
Yeah, three. But who would we be in The Wizard of Oz?
I'm the Cowardly Lion.
What about you?
I don't know. Probably the Tin Man.
I got to be the Wicked Witch from the West.
Why?
I don't know. I mean.
Be one of her flying monkeys.
I don't know. I might be Toto.
Do her famous line.
I can't do
it. Do it in her voice.
I can't.
If you don't do it, he's going to do it.
Do it.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.